T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A Staten Island business owner tried to reopen today in defiance of state orders. The door didn't stay unlocked for long.
Within minutes of reopening, police walked into the tanning salon. Some believable. Community activist John Tobacco announced to the crowd gathered outside what took place.
They issued him a ticket.
Cops gave the owner, Bobby Catone, a $1,000 ticket for reopening his salon in defiance of the state's shutdown order.
Disappointed. I didn't expect them to shut down by the health department, to be honest with you.
All regions in the state have started to reopen except for the city. After being shut down since March, Catone says he's grown frustrated.
We don't know when we're allowed to reopen. How long can we wait? What's the alternative? Stay home and go broke? Or fight for what you believe in?
Darius Radzi has 10-10 wins on Amboy Road on Staten Island.
Mayor de Blasio says any store that reopens prematurely will be told they must close, and if they defy that order, they will be fined. The initial fine is $1,000.